Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Monday Night Raw, a.k.a. The Learning Center, a.k.a. Monday Night Live. We are getting ready to close out this week's topic, Love Me or Leave Me Alone, and we are so excited about what God has done all week, and we continue on tonight expecting Him to continue to meet us where we are and pull us forward in that growth pattern where He is continuing to open up His Word for us, continuing to give us a deeper understanding, and really peeling back those layers so that we can see where we are and where we need to go to deepen our relationship with Him. So thank you for joining us. Remember, at any point during the call, if you have a testimony, a question, something that God has given you to share, simply press *5 and we will get you on the line. Without further ado, let's go ahead and welcome in our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Ms. Candy.
How are you tonight, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. What about yourself?
I am too, sir.
Good deal. Well, I do welcome everybody on the call this evening as we go ahead and prepare for another amazing call. But before we get started, I just want to dive right on into the prayer. Ms. Candy, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm. Father, we come before you right now just saying thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you have given us with this word, Lord. Thank you for everyone who's joined us on the line tonight, Lord. And we thank you in advance for the word that you have prepared for all of us tonight, Lord. We pray over each and every caller, each and every speaker, Lord. Give us a spirit of boldness to go before you and be open and honest with the things that you have given us to share, Lord. And also give us that open spirit and open heart so that we can receive exactly what you have prepared for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. So with that being said, let us go ahead and welcome in. Is Mr. DJ there?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Good evening. How are you doing?
Doing wonderful. What about yourself?
Wonderful. Wonderful.
All right. So, Mr. DJ, we've been talking about Love Me or Leave Me Alone. What's your input on this topic?
Very, very powerful topic. And, you know, it kind of puts a mirror up. Not to others, but to yourself, and see how you treat people as well as the way that they treat you. Everybody can't be your friend. Everybody ain't going to be your friend. The only true friend you have is Jesus. A lot of people may say that, but do you truly mean it? You know, when you're down in a bind, do you only call on Him when you need something? You know, or what about when He wants you to witness to others? Are you going to just take that blessing and sit on it? You know, there's so many different things that played out this week that I know personally applied to me. And even one person who potentially I thought was going to be a real, real good friend, you know, decided to just, I guess, leave me alone. And it wasn't so much of a bad thing, but when you present yourself as one of God's children and when you recognize you don't have your stuff together, then yes, you do need to leave me alone. You know, you don't, bird, I always say, birds of a feather flock together. Nothing for nothing leaves nothing. So if you know, you recognize that I am an eagle and you're a buzzard, it's time for you to fly the other way. You know, I need to leave that person alone, you know. So that basically sums it up for me. And the same with you. Why are you trying to chase, you're an eagle, why are you trying to chase buzzards? If that person don't want to do X, Y, and Z, let them go on and be.
Right,
you know, if that person's not equally yoked, or not even that, I'm just talking about friendship-wise. You know, if you don't do those things, then why are you trying to, you know, you mess around and be with them, and then next thing you know, you're going to be one of them.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
All right. So that's what it is. I mean, we got to get rid of them buzzards.
That's right.
Okay, that's what it is, y'all. So with that being said, Ms. Candy, real quickly, what you have to say this week's topic?
Well, this week's topic has been one of those where we get to really, really hone in and think about the different things. And I love last night how we were talking about that the heart question for me was, can you remove yourself because you know you're not good for the other person? Because a lot of times when we're talking love me or leave me alone, it's something that we want to do outwardly because we've been hurt or we have a certain perception of what's going on. But the truth of the matter is, at times, we have to stop and ask ourselves, am I going to be able to remove myself from this situation because I'm the harmful one? Person hasn't done anything, is lining up with God, but in saying that, it's going back to what ultimately is the truth with all of it, is are we lined up with God? And if we are, then we should be following after what he is telling us to do and not constantly, you know, thinking about things and our feelings and all of this stuff. So love me or leave me alone has been, like Mr. DJ said, shining the mirror back at yourself and really asking those tough questions like, am I going to remove myself because I'm the cancer, I'm the thing that is gone wrong right here and I'm infecting this situation? Or am I always going to be pointing outward, looking at somebody else and trying to lay blame at their feet?
Okay. So y'all know we got to be careful of that because we do that a lot. And I emphasize a lot. Because everybody else is the buzzard. Never us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Would y'all agree with that?
Yes, yeah. Sir.
That's real. All right. So with that being said, y'all, now what I want to do is I'm going to go ahead and log on to this live. And for some reason, y'all, now somebody has to walk me through this again, okay? I'm trying to do live so we can be on. Y'all help me with this again. Let's see. Now I went on. What do I need to do? It was something I did last.
Where are you now, sir?
Well, right now I'm on my page, but it only has status, photo, and life event.
Okay. If you click on, now it pulls up a picture for me. If you click on mine, if I click on photo, video, it gives me the option to go live. Does it give you that option?
Okay. No, just photos. I have life event and photo.
How about if there is anyone on the line right now who has a solution, please go ahead and press *5 and we will get you on the line so that you can help us out. Again, if you have a solution to how we can get Mr. Carr to go live, please press *5 and we will get you on the line so we can get this thing set up. We don't have any hands yet. I'm continuing to click on here and see if you have another option, sir. We do have a hand raised. Okay, caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening. Okay, so what I see is if you click on all the way to the left of the screen, you click on post. If you have that option, it's right next to update info.
No, I have activity log on mine.
Okay, I have that also.
Can you try going to your news feed? Because at the very top of your news feed, it should say, make a post, photo, video, album, or live video. So not directly from your page, but from your news feed.
So I see live, photo, and then I have check-in.
Mm-hmm. So it should be three options, make a post, photo, video, album, or live video.
Live, photo, or check-in is what I have.
Okay. What happens if you click live photo?
Okay, let's see. See, this is what I did last week, and it literally, I couldn't post a topic or anything, and people say they didn't see it.
Yes, sir. We do have another hand raised. Let's see if perhaps this caller has a different solution. Good evening, caller.
Good evening. How are you?
We are wonderful. Can you help us out with this live feed situation?
Yes. If you go to your news feed, click where it asks what's on your mind as if you're going to post a status.
Okay.
And it should pull up another screen, and it'll say live video.
Okay. So let's see if this works because I'm. It looks like the same thing from last week. And y'all have to tell me if y'all can see it because I. Okay. So it says public. Anyone on Facebook? Okay.
Yeah, that's the one that you want.
Okay. Public. So it said starting live, but it didn't allow me to post anything. Can y'all see me?
Not yet. Hang on. Yes, it just popped up that you were live.
Okay.
I do not see it, sir.
I see you.
You see me?
I just gave you a light. You're there.
Okay, I got you. All righty, thank you so much. Okay. So is it on my page, y'all? Can anybody else see me?
It is not on your page at this time, sir.
I don't know what happened. It just said broadcast interrupted.
I don't know. That's strange.
And that is back. It's back, and it's...
Okay. All right. So I'm not sure why it won't let me post the topic, but the topic for tonight, thank you so much, okay? So the topic for tonight is love me or leave me alone. Can somebody post that? Okay. Can somebody post that, Miss Candy?
Miss Tiana, if you all can see it, can you please post it? I can't see you, sir.
Okay. You can't see because you're on the phone, right?
No, I also have the computer. I don't see it on the phone or the computer.
Okay. How you doing, Miss Shabri, Miss Katina, Miss Lachey? All right, Miss Tiana. How you doing? Pretty good. All right, so y'all, the topic is love me or leave me alone. How you doing, Miss Krista and Miss Jamara, Miss Susan, Miss Jennifer, Miss Latanya, Nina, I see you, Miss Nakisha, all right, Miss Dolly. Love me or leave me. Thank you so much for both, Miss. So y'all, here's the thing. So we've been talking about love me or leave me alone, okay, and we run into all types of relationships, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes.
And we run into these a lot, and... You know, sometimes people tend to want to play with our heart. They pull at our heartstrings. They will use us for whatever reason. I don't know if it's a bounce back or a safety net or whatever it may be. I don't think everybody has time for the games, especially as we mature. How you doing, Miss George? Okay. So it's saying, we're saying, love me or leave me alone, Miss Kimberly. Miss Karanda, how y'all doing? Miss Teresa. So love me or leave me alone is the topic. So with that being said... Let's get to the first email question, okay? What you got, Miss Candy?
All right, our first question tonight says, is it in God's will that a Christian leave his or her unbelieving spouse?
What is the question?
Is it in God's will that a Christian leave his or her unbelieving spouse?
Wow. Love me or leave me alone. Is it in the will of God that a Christian should leave their unbelieving spouse? Mr. DJ, what you got with that? What's going on, Bear? So that's the thing. Love me or leave me alone. Is it in the will of God? Is it in God's will that a Christian leaves their unbelieving spouse? Should you, if you're married to someone, should you believe them because they don't believe in God or the things of God?
Well,
what's going on, Mike? What you got, Mr. DJ?
I say, first of all, you shouldn't be married to them if they don't believe in God. That's first of all.
Okay.
You shouldn't have gotten married to them if they don't believe in God. If all of a sudden they've fallen out with God, or have some kind of issues with that, no. But there, the Bible specifically outlines reasons for leaving your spouse. And
okay.
You're supposed to go to them, in love, and pray with them, and be there for them. You're supposed to have enough strength for the other. But there are certain, I just don't know where to find it in the Bible, but there are specific reasons, the only reason that you should leave your spouse. So it's not in general, but, you know, it's not just, you know, they didn't make dinner, bye. You know, I mean, just, you know, that kind of stuff. But there's specific reasons. And most of the time, if they come between you and God and worshiping, then yes. Yes, you should.
Okay. But Mr. DJ, how you doing, Ms. Andrea? Ms. Kimberly said unequally yoked. Did they know that before they were married? Did you know you was married to an unbeliever? Ms. Katina said should have been equally yoked from the beginning. I'm just saying.
All right.
How you doing, Ms. Favorite, Ms. Mitchell, Ms. Nidra? So the current question, y'all, the question is it in the will of God that a Christian leave their unbelieving spouse? Is that in God's will?
And I would say, Mr. Carr, just for everybody out there, when they initially got married, neither of them were in God.
Mm-hmm.
So one has come to know Christ and the other one still has not accepted Christ.
I challenge that, Ms. Candy, because I believe that you can know God and still marry outside of God because of stubbornness.
This is true. I agree, sir.
You can, but you shouldn't.
You shouldn't. Shouldn't, operative word, but you can.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Christiana said, God may have their, may have you there to guide them to Christ. Okay. How you doing, Miss Veronica, Miss Tedra, Miss Tamara? Okay, Miss Ebony. How you doing, Miss Tiha? All right. So tonight we're talking about love me or leave me alone. The question is it in the will of God that you leave someone, a spouse? Should you leave a spouse who is not an unbeliever? I mean, who's an unbeliever? Would you even marry an unbeliever? And before we answer the question, will we marry an unbeliever, how do you know they're unbelievers? Just because someone say they believe in God, does that mean they believe in God?
Amen.
No, sir.
Okay. So a lot of times,
may not admit it.
For difficult chores, for difficult things to do. And what happens is we fall in love with difficult things, and we know that Father God does not approve of it. So with those things that we fall in love with, we make them our spouse. Whether we're a man and we fall in love with an unbelieving woman, whether we're a woman and we fall in love with an unbelieving man. And what happens is we're all dismantled. And what I mean by that is we're torn in between God and what we can see right now in the flesh, malice of the heart. We're torn. Okay? Now, I know theoretically we'll say stuff like, oh, no, God comes first. We say that up until the point of his matters of the heart. Y'all, because y'all know we do some crazy thing when it comes to L-O-V-E, right?
Yes, sir.
We do some crazy stuff. Okay? Miss Jennifer says sometimes you marry this person thinking they are going to change. I agree with that. Miss Kimberly says she agreed. Miss Tamara, hello. How you doing, Miss Joyce? Okay. Did y'all get that?
Mr. Carr?
Yes.
We do have a couple of folks with their hands raised.
Okay, come on. So go ahead and get them on the call. So, y'all, the question is, listen to the question again. The question is it in the will of God that a Christian leave their unbelieving spouse? What would y'all do, Facebook Live? What we have?
Well, I was looking in the Bible, and in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, if you start at verse 13 and go through 16, it actually specifies that if you are married, the believing spouse is not supposed to leave their unbelieving spouse because you can sanctify them. But it says, if the unbeliever leaves, then let it be so. So as Christians, if we are married to an unbeliever, then it is our job to try to get them to the will of God. We are supposed to stick this out according to this Bible verse. But if they leave, then we are to let them go.
Boy, y'all just hear that. Did y'all hear that? How you doing, Miss Veronica? Okay. Y'all listen to what she just said. That was powerful. And I was going to go there. I was going to go there, but I want everybody else to chime in first. Listen what the Bible says. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, starting at verse 16 through 17, is it?
13 through 16.
13 through 16. Okay? Y'all, look at the Bible, what he's alluding to. God says the believer, if you married, should not leave the unbeliever. If anybody leaves, let the unbeliever leave the believer. Woo, that's strong. Let me speed it up so everybody can really understand. How many of us know that we are married to God?
Mm-hmm.
I don't hear y'all out there. Facebook, talk to me. Don't talk to me. How many of us really know that we are married to God?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all believe that?
Yes, sir.
The Bible says that he's married to the backslider, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's marriage taking place. Before you even say I do to somebody else, we're married to God before we even knew that we said I do. God took it upon himself to marry us, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's right.
Watch where she's going with what she just said in the scripture, y'all. How you doing, Ms. Marcia? Watch where she's going. God said the believer should not leave the unbeliever. If anybody leaves, the unbeliever will leave the believer because they just can't take the holiness. Watch this. God said, I would never leave nor forsake you. Look what he said, I would never leave you, though. In other words, I'm the believer in the marriage. If anybody should happen to leave, it's going to be you leaving me, not the other way around.
Amen.
Did y'all catch that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's hard to fathom the thought that, well, I believe in God in the natural, and this woman that I married doesn't believe in God. I'm not about to be a fool and stay around her. My thing is, why you don't want to be a fool now when you was a fool when you married her? Some people say, but you didn't know. See, if you didn't know, that means you was not walking under the light of God, because light exposes things. So if you are the Christian that you say you are, whether you knew or not, see, God will have you encounter things that you don't know about, because it's called a faith walk.
Amen.
There's a story in the Bible about Hosea and Gomer. In other words, a man of God married a prostitute. But because he's a man of God, it wasn't her title of prostitute that drew him there. It was the word of God that says go and marry her.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Did y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, hold on. Somebody commented. It was great. Miss Veronica said, hi. I left because he didn't believe in the Bible but wanted to use a woman. Hold on. Ms. Veronica, he starts quoting scripture, right? He wanted to use that a woman should be submissive. That's all he got out of that scripture. And that's right, Ms. Veronica. A lot of times people use the word of God their own hidden agendas. And it's no longer hidden because they'll put their agenda on Front Street. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But Ms. Veronica, the fact of the matter is, yes, the Bible says that a woman should be submissive to a man, but hold on, before y'all get mad, the Bible also says, Miss Veronica, for the benefit of everybody to hear this, okay, because the topic is love me or leave me alone, the Bible says submit one ye to another. So men, submit to your wives, and wives, submit to your husbands. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Bible says.
Yes, sir.
So Miss Veronica, he was halfway right. He just didn't tell the whole story, because a man should also submit to his wife.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Just saying, that's scripture. Don't get mad at me. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Sure.
Let's get to it. Miss Susan gave us a scripture, 1 Corinthians 7 and 12. Okay. Thank you so much for that, Miss Susan. How you doing, Miss Dolly and Miss Neil? All righty. So, y'all, here's my question. Let me throw a question out there to Facebook Live. Okay, now I want the people on the phone to answer this question, too. Okay, here's the question. Is it okay to leave someone who is in God, although at the moment that person They're not operating in godly behavior. Is it okay to leave somebody who's in God, but at the moment they're not operating in godly behavior? Love me or leave me alone. Is it okay to leave someone who is in God, but at the moment can be for the last 3 years, they have not been operating in godly behavior. They're cheating on you. They're abusing you mentally and physically. They're slandering your name. They're physically, just scars everywhere. Is it okay to leave someone who is in God, even though at the moment they are not operating in godly behavior? How you doing, Ms. Hazel? How you doing, Ms. Monique, Ms. Melissa? Is it okay to leave them, y'all? Ms. Katina says no. Ms. Kimberly says no. So Ms. Katina and Ms. Kimberly, so someone who's in God, and they have a calling on their life, and God, you know that's a man or woman in God. In your cases, that's a man of God, and they are physically abusing you. It's not okay to leave them, is what you're saying? Come on. Does Jennifer say yes? The DJ, won't you chime in? How you doing, Miss Nicole? How you doing, Miss Melissa? We all miss Miss Melissa. Mr. DJ, what you got to say on this topic?
If you are married to the person, no. If you're not married to them, then yes. You have to distance yourself. But there are several ways of distancing yourself.
Okay.
You just said leave that person. So if that's my wife, then of course not. No. But if this is a girlfriend or a friend girl, then you got to handle your business.
Uh-oh. Ms. Candy?
I would say take it a step further because I'm in agreement with if you are married to them, then you're supposed to stay with them. But if it's a physical situation, I would not say leave the marriage, but you have to find some type of safety or shelter for yourself because you don't want it to end up being a situation where you are no longer because of the physical abuse. So don't leave your marriage, but at the same time, you know, use wisdom and get yourself some safety if you're being abused.
Okay. All right. Let's see what we got out here. Ms. Kimberly said yes. Ms. Monique said yes. Ms. Andrea said yes, I will leave them. Ms. Latonya said if the behavior continues, it is okay to leave them. God does not condone or is pleased with abuse. Ms. Jennifer said, married or not, who wants to be physically abused? I agree with you. How you doing, Ms. Gina?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ms. Tiana said, abuse is not okay no matter what. Ms. Krista said, I will leave. I'm telling y'all, this is good because the topic says, love me or leave me. Love me or leave me alone. If somebody physically abuses you, whether they in God or not, it's never okay to just stay there and rupture your relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
Because you will start to question God.
Right.
Amen.
Miss Kimberly said I wouldn't divorce, but I would physically leave. Miss Kimberly, I hear you. How you doing, Miss Patrice? I hear you. But see, the Bible does allow divorce. The Bible says, you know, when they are unfaithful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Miss Candy, what does the scripture say about it?
If divorce is allowed if they are unfaithful to the spouse, and a lot of times people read it as just unfaithful sexually, but it's unfaithful spiritually too.
Y'all got it?
Mm-hmm.
Marital unfaithfulness. Y'all know what marital unfaithfulness is? Now, see, we all put marital unfaithfulness in the box of cheating, maybe doing something with the... Marital unfaithfulness is anything that's outside of the realm of faith with God. In other words, when somebody starts to physically abuse you, emotionally abuse you, mentally abuse you, that's not okay. God, see, marital unfaithfulness, God allows divorce. In other words, if their spirit, if what they're doing can cause you to slip up in your relationship with God, God saying, leave them alone before you lose me. Uh-oh. God didn't hear me. In other words, God is saying, I would rather keep one of y'all than lose both of you. They already gone. Come on, y'all. Yeah. It's never okay to just stay in a marriage or a situation with just because somebody say, I'm a Christian, and let them abuse you. If that be the case, well, we should be okay with slavery, and we should be okay with white supremacy that says, I'm white. Shut up. Yeah. I'm going to sit there right there. So now people all of a sudden use the title God that says that I can abuse you? That's not true. And we should never believe that. Just because you married, that don't give someone the right to do you wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you're married, you don't have the right to call somebody stupid. That's your spouse. You didn't fall in love with them being stupid. You didn't actually, you know, want the relationship based on stupidity. You didn't pursue them or let them pursue you because they were stupid. Now, why did we get to this point? See, so the abuse part has to go because, see, Satan is the author of confusion. So just because you got the title, God, what makes you think you have the authority to abuse you when my daddy don't abuse me?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Ms. Krista said, I agree. It gets to be mentally draining. It does, y'all. How you doing, Ms. Lisa? Okay. Ms. Jennifer said, my mom was abused by my dad for 34 years, physically and mentally abused. Hmm. She got tired and finally left my dad. My parents are not divorced but separated for years. All right. The real stuff, y'all. That's testimony. Now, here's the flip side of that, Ms. Jennifer. What if somebody's not so saved? See, your mama, how you doing, Miss Natty? Your mama could have been in a situation where she was a woman who restrained herself. But what about the woman who said, I ain't playing with you? And so you abuse me, I'm going to abuse you. I don't hear y'all talking.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Mr. DJ. Mr. DJ, your mother was abused and she said to her son, y'all, the question is it okay to leave someone who's in God, although they're currently not operating in godly behavior? Mr. DJ, what if you saw your mama married your daddy, who's a man of God, but that man of God beats your mama, and you 5 and 6, and you see this now that you're a grown man? Mr. DJ, what behavior picked up, and what would you be doing to your wife, Mr. DJ?
Yes, I grew up seeing that. The politically correct answer is I would be doing the same thing. But in reality, my mama is 5'0", and she is a giant. He would be the one in the hospital somewhere. She don't play.
All right. Y'all see it? And on the flip side of that, Mr. DJ, since we're talking about love me or leave me alone, what if your mother couldn't defend herself?
Oh,
I know we have parents that can't defend themselves, right? And when we get older, wiser, and stronger, whatever daddy or whomever did to mama, we're
right.
Going to do it to them. But see, that's not of God. So it would be best that the parent who has authority say, hey, I have the authority to leave the situation. Let me leave you because it's bigger than just me. It's not just you affecting me. You're also affecting the kids that's around me. One, I don't want them to see what it is to be disruptive and dysfunctional. Two, if they grow up and they want to retaliate, I don't want them to be in trouble with the law and with God. You understand?
Amen. That will cause wrath, exactly.
That will cause a lot of wrath. Because y'all know that sons will protect their mamas, right?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mama didn't say, you know son will say, right?
Oh, yes.
Mama wouldn't swing back. You know son will swing back, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So since Satan is the author of confusion, although that person may be in God, it may be time but they be alone with God, too. Because God don't condone that foolishness.
Right.
Okay. Let's go to the next question. Let's go to the next question. What we got, Miss Candy?
All right. The next question. One second. It just went off the screen.
I'm going to say my water looks good. Y'all like that water? It's clear water. Alkaline.
Question says, my mother left me as a baby and has been trying to reconnect with me. I am torn because I don't want to be abandoned again. How should I approach this?
Wow. So my mother left me as a baby and wants to reconnect with me. I'm torn because I don't want to be left again.
Right.
Miss Jennifer, let me see. Miss Jennifer said, my mom always said she waited for all seven of us to move out of the house before she left my dad. My mom really put her life on the line for us. All right, ma'am. Repeat that question, Miss Candace.
Says, my mother left me as a baby and has been trying to reconnect with me. I am torn because I don't want her to abandon me again. How should I approach this?
TJ, what you got?
What she needs to do is, first thing, consult with God, and she needs to approach it with love and open arms. You're not your mother. We don't choose our parents. And there may be some things that you quite can't handle and don't know. I have an adopted sister, and most of her life she's been trying to find her mom. Her dad stole her when she was younger and been moving from city to city, like Colorado, New Orleans, Atlanta, from everywhere. And the buck kind of stopped when we adopted her. It was in high school. When she finally met her real mom, then she know why her dad did it. So, you know, at first she was mad at her dad because she knew she had been stolen. But when she met her mom wasn't fit to raise her at all. And then as they got older, it got worse. So, again, and it's easier said than done. But she needs to approach that with God and with open arms. She needs to go to mom, if mom wants to even reach out, you know, with open arms and love. You know, Jacob should not lose his reward if Israel refuses to obey.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to say. Uh-huh.
How you doing, Miss Sheena? Let's see. Miss Jennifer says to pray about it. Y'all, the current question says, my mother left me as a baby and is now trying to reconnect with me. I don't want to be left again. How should I approach this matter? Miss Jennifer said, pray about it. Miss Tiana said, be open-minded. People make choices that you cannot control. All you can do is show her love. Forgive her first. But, y'all, the question is, again, if your mother left you as a child, as a baby, but now your mama is all of a sudden trying to reconnect with you, and you saying, I don't want to be left again, how would you approach it? You know, love me or leave me alone? How would you approach it? How would y'all approach that? Give your mother another chance? Forgiveness is key? See, y'all, now, I'm about to get some different questions, answers out of y'all. Watch this. Let's crash that question. Let's crash that for a second.
We didn't have, sir.
Current question. The question says, my daddy left me as a baby and is trying to reconnect with me. I don't want my daddy to leave me again. How should I approach this? Now we're going to get some authentic answers. Because, see, we're sympathetic when it comes to mom. Let's see if it's daddy.
We have a hand raised, sir.
Okay, what we got?
Good evening, caller. Go ahead with your response.
Thank you. I think that with this question, Before the individual can even really entertain meeting with the mother, first that individual has to really be grounded in God and know who he or she is in him. This will allow that for external sources not to be able to shake their foundation. And, you know, as a result of being left, you know, this person is dealing with abandonment issues, insecurity, and inferiority complex, and all of that needs to be dealt with before they can go about in a healthy way trying to, you know, connect with the parent. I think that when it's time to connect with the parent, it should be done wholeheartedly and not in fear, because anything we do in fear is going to fail.
Mm. All right. If y'all didn't know, that's my theology. All right, now. I like that, Miss Katrina, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Y'all get that? It's some
yes,
deeper.
Sir?
It's deeper issues. Y'all do know that if God allowed it or ordered it, it has to be for a purpose.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay. The reason, y'all listen to the question. Okay, we'll go back to the original. We'll go back to the original. Okay. My mother left me as a baby and is now trying to reconnect with me. I don't want to be left again. How should I approach this? Let me, Miss Jennifer say pray about it. Miss Tiana say be open-minded. Miss Tiana said, forgive her first. Miss Latanya said, give your mother a chance. Forgiveness is key. Miss Jennifer said, let your mom explain why she left you. Okay. Miss Monique said, I would hear father out because there may have been a reason that we didn't know about. How you doing, Miss Belinda? Hey, Miss Tiana said, I didn't want to meet my dad, especially not alone. It took me some time for me to open up and be open to a conversation. All right. Miss Melissa says, my curiosity would get the best of me and with my dad. It seems that when a man leaves, it's most likely a choice, and I would want to know why he made that choice. Okay, Miss Melissa. Miss Latoya says, same applies for both mother and father. Seeking God's wise counsel is vital. All righty. Okay. Miss Dollar said, I would run to his arms. I never knew my dad, but if he reached out to me, I long for their father's love. Ain't that something? Perspective is key. Ooh. Can I give y'all another perspective? I'm going to give y'all God's answer. Okay? If your mother was to leave you, if your father was to leave you, right? And it's now all of a sudden trying to reconnect you, but you're saying, I don't want to be left again. Remove pride, so take I out of the equation. Don't want to be left again. How should I approach this? Okay, watch this. The godly answer says this, directly from the Bible. It's called the prodigal son. In this case, Mr. DJ, Miss Katrina, father didn't leave the son left the daddy. Woo! Did y'all see it? The godly response was, daddy never turned his back on his son. He didn't even ask his son why. As a matter of fact, when his son came back, he treated his son like royalty.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Y'all didn't hear me. Y'all, we get caught up in our feelings. So when we say, love me or leave me, we get caught up in our emotions. In other words, when people don't stimulate what we think is love, we want to fight back. And a lot of times our fight back is, I'm going to cut you off. I don't want you to see me. I don't want you to talk to me. As a matter of fact, where have you been all my life? What have you done for me all my life?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
But see, father with the prodigal son didn't have any questions. He embraced his child. His son left him. Remember mm-hmm. that.
Yes, sir.
His son left him. Remember that, people.
That's right.
Saying, do you understand that the one who has God in them, to whom much is given, much is also required? So if you saying, well, they need to explain to me, you might not be the one who has what is given. I'm going to say this again. If you have God in you, you should be given to the parent who left you because they need God, and they need God through you. In other words, they are used to people turning their back on them because of what they've done. Remember, L-O-V-E. When it's done right, it's done in spite of, not because of. See, we have this humanistic love that says, Mr. DJ, I love you because you're my boy, because of who you are. But see, godly love right. says, I love you in spite of who you are, in spite of what you will do, I love you. See, when we love like that, and then we can actually make leaps and bounds. So now that we have a father or a mother who has left us, and we know God, we say, God, I don't know why they left. Don't even want to know why they left. But here's the thing. I know what you gave me, so they must be lost. So, Father, let your love flow through me to them. In other words, let me embrace them like they never left. And now what they're going to do is see a miracle. Because, see, the miracle says that it don't normally happen like that. But the miracle is now that, who are you? You are peculiar. You must know God, huh? Because you don't treat mm-hmm. me like me, right?
Yes, sir.
Y'all not hearing right. me, right?
Yes,
it gets real. It gets real. So, yeah, they left you. That happened. But watch this. Didn't Joseph's brothers leave him in the well to die? And guess what? When Joseph got himself together, his same brothers that left him in the well to die, just like mm-hmm. your mommy and daddy would leave you, guess what happened? Guess what happened? He embraced his brothers. Mm-hmm. They thought that Joseph was going to get them killed because of what they had done. But when the love of God is all on you, he didn't seek revenge.
That's right.
Amen.
He didn't say, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. He loves them. How do you have to offer somebody forgiveness when it is shown through the love that you provide for them, people?
Yes, sir.
Your forgiveness is the love. But we want to forgive and we want to pull back and we say, God, forgive them, and we really don't mean that. What we're saying is, God, you better do it because I'm not. And we hold grudges. So that father who has left you, the mother who has left you, and part of the reason we get upset because I never had a daddy and everybody else had one, so I'm mad at you because everybody else had a daddy and you wasn't there for me. But I do believe that the Bible, if you want to read it correctly, says, do not covet your neighbor's house. In other words, don't desire what they have.
Amen.
Miss Dolly said, forgive and forget. That's right, Miss Dolly. Y'all with it?
Yes, sir.
Y'all didn't
say
we
did not.
It's real. Okay. Miss LaTonya had a question. Let's get to Miss LaTonya's question. Miss LaTonya said, my ex and I divorced 7 years ago. Okay. 1 year ago, we reconnected. We reconnected, have become best of friends, and also gone on a few dates. Would God approve of us getting back together? Mr. Sorry, I ain't laughing at that. Who gave you that question, Mr. Sorry? Now, I'm going to answer the question. Ms. LaTonya, you answer that for me, Ms. LaTonya. Ms. LaTonya, answer that question. I'm not even going to let nobody else answer it. Come on. Go ahead and answer that question for me. What you got to say, Ms. LaTonya? He done pulled a Tiana on me.
Mm-hmm.
So you saying no, God would not? So my ex and I divorced 7 years ago. We reconnected and have become best of friends and also gone on a few dates. Would God approve of us getting back together? Why wouldn't he approve of y'all getting back together? Maybe the divorce is because of y'all, not because of him.
All right.
I think, Ms. LaTonya, to answer your question, okay, let me answer it spiritually. How you doing, Ms. Shauna and Ms. Lavanda? Let me answer this question. Ms. LaTonya, love me or leave me alone? The fact of the matter is, I think you're dealing with two people who don't know God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest with you. I really do. It's not because they got a divorce and then getting back together. I think it's two people who don't know God simply because of the fact that you're searching to see if this is God's will or not. See, if it's God's will, I don't need approval from man, per se. You follow me? In other words, I can go and repent and say, and to God and say, God, I'm sorry. I divorced that lady that I should have been married to. I repent to you, Father. Father, this time around, I ask that you give us the green light if it's a go. Ms. Kimberly said, why wouldn't God approve? That's my question, Ms. Kimberly. I want to know, why wouldn't God approve of that? Because, again, I ask, did you all get the divorce on your own? So you're dealing with two people who are absolutely confused, and a lot of times you've got to be careful how we answer questions. The Bible says, rightly divide the word of God. Okay. In other words, some people want answers to stuff so they can fulfill their natural desires, and not spiritual. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and not the spiritual desire. See, here's the thing. So we're asking questions about would God approve of it. Did God approve of y'all getting married? See, it goes deeper than this. Miss Katrina just said something about when the mother or the father leaves a child. Don't look at the leaving part. What's the issue with you? Don't you know God would actually allow stuff to be cut off to really deal with the issue at hand, meaning you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Again, Ms. Kimberly said, why wouldn't God approve of it? I asked the same question. Why wouldn't God approve of it? Those are little, I don't want to say minute, small questions, but it's deeper issues than that. It's really deeper issues than that. Because you can answer that question for somebody and they can have another one that really don't make sense. If God allowed y'all to reconnect, If God allowed y'all to reconnect, you don't think that he would also approve of it? I don't know. But before y'all reconnect, why don't y'all reconnect with him mano y mano? In other words, don't reconnect with God based on the two of y'all together. Won't y'all, you go over there, you go over there, you connect with God and let me connect with God and let's see if he brings us back together. Start there. Because if not, y'all going to have questions that I'm not even into answering like that. Because that makes no sense. Yeah, God would approve of it. But would he approve of you first before you get married? See, the thing about being in a relationship and loving on somebody, you've got to first have a good, solid relationship with God before you can disperse it to anybody else. Because if you don't have a good relationship with God, that means you don't know what love is, because God is love. And how can you love somebody without the love of God?
Yes, sir.
Miss Jennifer said God may have wanted the divorce in order for you to become stronger in him. Okay, and I agree with that, Miss Jennifer. All right, y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
Let's get to the next question real quickly. What we got? What we got?
Question says, in AA, there are steps to reconciliation. Why, as Christians, don't we take steps to correct the harm we've done in others' lives?
Wow. So love me or leave me alone. In AA, 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 there are steps. What is it, Miss?
In AA, there are steps to reconciliation. Why, as Christians, don't we take steps to correct the harm we've done in others' lives?
Okay, so y'all, love me or leave me alone. Anybody tired of somebody abusing them but never take steps to repair what they've done wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they broke your trust, Miss Monique. Now all of a sudden they're saying, baby, come here. You know you love me. Come here, girl. Don't say girl, say girl. Mr. DJ, why
yes,
is Christian to redeem ourselves?
One thing about us as Christians have that old bipolar mentality to where we riding high with God today, but then we fall tomorrow.
I got
it. As long as God is doing something for us, yeah, you know, praise him. And then we get to where we act like we don't need him no more, and then
right.
We don't know him, won't call him. So with that kind of mentality and attitude, if we do that with God, imagine what we do to ourselves.
Exactly.
You know, if you do that to a God who brings the blessings that you can't see, imagine what you do to people, you know, whom you can see.
Okay.
You know, and that's what's going on with us.
All right. How you doing, Miss Renina? So the question is, in AA, there are steps to reconciliation. Why, as Christians, don't we take steps to repair what we have done wrong in the lives of others? Ms. Tiana said it best. T-R-I-D-E. Pride gets in the way. We don't know how to admit we are wrong. We don't take ownership. As a matter of fact, Ms. Tiana, a lot of times we don't think that we're doing wrong. How you doing, Ms. Kay? A lot of times we don't think that we are doing wrong. The Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but it leads to destruction.
That's right. And we be quick about it too, Mr. Carr.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That's going to be a quick process. That's gonna be real quick. You're going to be doing wrong for so long, but then to do right, that's an instant process.
That's right. Now, okay, so let's get to some other good questions, y'all.
Sir, before we go, we did have a hand raised for that one.
Okay, what you got?
Paula, go ahead with your comment.
Okay. I just want to, you know, bring up Philippians 3:13. It says, brethren, I count not myself to apprehend it, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before. I think it's important. I don't think that that question is a fair question when you're talking about Christianity, because what you're trying to do is conform Christianity to something of the world that is in the world. And while I do understand that, you know, for many people, the steps process with, you know, with that program works well for them. What it does is I think the reason it works so well is because it gives them a sense of accomplishment where, oh, okay, I've made it right. Well, when you offend a person, nothing you do is truly going to make it right. What would have made it right is not to have offended at all. But the reality is that we all offend. We all fall short. And so it's not about reaching back and trying to correct every mistake done. What this what this faith walk is about is correcting our behavior and moving forward in a way that does not offend.
That's right. Yeah, did y'all hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Food there now. Food, how you doing, Ms. Rhonda? Happy birthday, Ms. Rhonda. So that was some good food, Ms. Katrina. That is excellent. And it's really, really good that we understand what she's just saying now. Okay, so it's correcting what we do know. You know, one thing that I would add, what she just said, okay, let us not be naive. Ms. Jennifer says, to be too ashamed. Correct. Let us not be naive, y'all. And what I mean by that is, what we're saying is, well, let's just go forward. Let me show y'all what I mean by that. Okay, when we talk about love me or leave me alone. Y'all know this thing called, let me see what it's called. It's called R-A-C-S-M, racism. See, I have a problem with racism. Hold on, hear me out now. Don't tell me you want to have a conversation about racism when we don't need to have a conversation. All you have to do is correct it.
Right.
When I tell you, how you doing, Ms. Crystal? When I tell you what you have done to harm me or harm my generation or my folk of people, we can all just get along and be on one accord. But what you have done then, you're still doing now, is just done in a different way. Don't tell me let's just move forward. It's called restitution. See, if you stole from me $100,000, don't talk about let's just move forward. I'm telling you what you've done. Give me my $100,000 back before we move forward. Hello, somebody. See, that's why I say let us not be naive by saying let's just move forward. We can't correct everything. We can't correct that which we know of. That we can do. Because I refuse to believe that the God that we serve, when we're talking about building relationships, even in Christianity, okay, that he knows what's to be corrected. If that be the case, the Bible says, owe no man nothing but to love him. Let's really use the word of God. In other words, he said when you owe somebody something, you clear your debt right away. But in other words, that means we shouldn't have nothing called credit because, God, that was yesterday. Let me move forward then. It don't work like that.
Exactly.
When you know better, you do better. So you mean to tell me somebody can crush you and it's okay that they just move forward because that's the godly thing? No, God restores. You know, like he restores the wasted years? He restores. Y'all know what to restore mean, right? It's either to replenish or give something greater and better. Hello?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So let us not be naive now with that either. Let us not be naive because it's very important, okay, that when we talk about building relationships, even as it pertains to Christianity, okay, when you know you've harmed somebody and hurt somebody, you go back and correct your wrongdoing. Now, that what you don't know of, you ask God to show you because the Bible says show yourself blameless. We can't walk around here as Christians with our nose stuck up in the air talking about, look, I do love you. And if you don't think I love you, well, oh, well. That's not the attitude. Step on somebody's shoes. You say, I'm sorry. Can I buy you another pair? Don't step on the shoes and say, well, God's going to, you know, forgive me and keep it moving. It don't work like that. That's not God. As a matter of fact, what Job lost, didn't God give him tenfold? Hello.
That's right.
Amen. Hello. Okay, Miss Dolly, you have a question. She says, I was married to a man, kept going to jail for prostitution. Okay, not once, but over and over again. Will I be wrong to divorce? Can somebody, Miss Katrina, I'm going to let Miss Katrina answer that, then I'm going to let you answer, Mr. DJ. So here's the question,
okay.
Y'all listen. I was married to a man that kept going to jail for prostitution. Not once, but over and over again. Will I be wrong to divorce that man?
Okay, I raised my hand with you bringing in the racism. This question here that you're asking now, I don't care to answer it, But if I can, if you'll allow me to, you know, reply to your response to me, I would appreciate it.
Of course, go ahead.
Okay. As you brought racism into play, and I do understand where you're coming from. I'm very passionate about that subject as a whole, but one thing that I've realized in my studies is that what we deal in now is an automated racism where we are our main perpetrators.
Okay.
Okay. Now, we serve a God that is all powerful.
Okay.
And being all powerful, he empowers us with his power, which makes us all powerful.
Okay.
And we have seen too many examples of our people to use that power and to raise up. That means we all have the same power and can flow and can use that same power to raise up. Okay. When one of the things that came to mind as you were speaking is, you know, how they wandered in the wilderness and never got to see the promised land. And a lot of it had to do with them being stuck in the past. A lot of it had to do with them being just absolutely rebellious and wanting to force something that was not God's will, wanting to do it themselves. And God is saying, hey, I'm taking you here. Just follow me. But so many of them lost faith. So many of them were always just, every time you turn around, just had something negative to say. And that's what I see with us right now. The promised land is promised. And God does not go back on his promises. But how many of us will not see it because we're too ornery? How many of us will not see it because we're stuck in the past? And we won't allow God to take us into his glory.
Gotcha. All right. So y'all won't let me respond to that then. Okay. When you say we are our main perpetrators, I don't believe that to be holistically true. That may be true in some instances, but that is not true as a whole. Because to say we, that includes me, and I know I'm not in that category. Okay. I believe that a lot of people are not in that category. I think that racism is not just black against white. I also think that racism is something that blacks deem to be others, see other blacks as a problem. When indeed, that could be the case, but not necessarily the case. Okay. Stuck in the past? I don't believe it's stuck in the past. I think it's stuck in reality. The reality says that we still experience it today. In other words, you know, you beat my mama. Don't come to me cursing to me on the same way that you did to her. And I'm not going to let it happen. That's being aware. That's not stuck in the past.
Or even prejudging people.
Right. Okay. Rebellious? I don't think that's rebellion because of the color of your skin. No, we get abused because of the color of our skin, whether you realize it or not. I mean, we can go by the natural numbers, but we don't even have to go by that. Let's go by the spiritual numbers. The spiritual numbers suggest this. Jews and Gentiles, people will always want to be over somebody. Racism didn't start today. It was biblical.
Amen.
So much so that God said there would be neither Jew nor Gentile because he understands that racism is a problem. If it wasn't a problem, he wouldn't say there would be neither Jew nor Gentile. He also knows that sexism is a problem. That's why he said there would also be neither male nor female in heaven. This is what God says. I don't think that's stuck in the past, because if that was stuck in the past, why would God even suggest that it wouldn't be? He's telling you that's a current everyday problem, but it's not going to be in heaven.
All right.
Saying to force something to be that, no, it's not a force. There again, okay, because I don't stand on the side that says, I'm a black man, I made it. I stand on the side that, like Jesus, Jesus literally got on the cross for those who couldn't get on the cross for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
I don't say, I'm successful, why can't you be successful? Maybe you got lucky. Maybe they just like you. Don't know why. I really don't care why. But until it's all equal, racism does exist. And it's predominantly shown because of lack of pigmentation or the skin color is different. Or because of sexism, because you're a woman and not a man. oh, it's here to stay and it's real.
Mm-hmm.
That's not being stuck in the past. That's a present day thing. Satan don't know new tricks. So my thing is, the Bible says the stupidity or the foolishness of God would dumbfound the wisest person on the face of this earth. I don't care about man's numbers. I don't care about man's statistics. I technically don't care about people's studies. Because when you got the wisdom of God, you can go to school for 20, 30, 40 years. It don't match up to a bad day in heaven.
Amen.
It means nothing. Because now we're going off of natural versus spiritual. They don't match up. We can't compare them. Okay? So when we say we are our own perpetrators, I refuse to believe that. Oh, yeah, we do some bad things. But here's the thing. How much of that systematic racism, how much of that has been forced upon us? You know what we also did bad? You know the term mother effer, where it came from? When whites put blacks in there to sleep with their mamas. So they had to do it. You know why? Because they bred blacks like dogs. Okay. So this is a learned behavior. It's a learned behavior because we'll say, why are we killing each other? Because where the guns come from? I thought the blacks was poor. How did they get guns in the neighborhood? You don't think it's racism stuck in the past? It's called, now all of a sudden it's called opioid crisis. But back in the days it's called drug abuse. You serious right now?
Preach.
You really want to go there? So when I hear people like Ben Carson speak, he can't speak for me. Yeah, he can talk about God, but just because you talk about God, Moses, don't mean that you're going into the promised land, Moses.
Amen.
That means nothing to me. The fact of the matter is, you know, we are not our own main perpetrators. Yes, it seems like we are killing one another, but who's doing the killing? Because, see, the thing is, I can poison your mind to hurt somebody else. It looked like you on the doing the killing, but really, who has taught you that behavior? It's systematically taught that way. And don't tell me we are our own perpetrators, because it's just mighty funny when black people do have, they do a whole bunch with, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
People have their backs up against the wall and they don't have chances for economic growth. And you might say, well, yes, they do. No, we don't. If you had 100 people, 50 black, 50 white, and there was only 30 jobs, how many people that's gonna get that job that's black? And I'm talking about all 50 that's black could be qualified, and the 50 that's white that's not. I guarantee you probably only 3, 4, maybe max 8 out of 30 gonna get that job that's black. Guaranteed. So you say we are all main perpetrators? I don't believe that, so we agree to disagree on that. I refuse to believe that. Okay? I refuse to believe that, because just like in sports, give us the same coaches, give us the same workout facility, give us the same plays, give us the same field to play on, and watch how we excel. Oh, I'm sorry. They do that nowadays. Remember, blacks and whites couldn't play together back in the day. But look how blacks is taking over sports. If you gave us baseball at a young age, we'd take over that too. Look at Venus and Serena. So you tell me what again? Who built the pyramids? Oh, I'm sorry. The Egyptians was black. Come at me again? No, we're not our own perpetrators. Somebody has stimulated the mind that says, y'all killing each other. This is why they put black shootings on the news and not the white ones. Don't you know that white people kill each other too? Why aren't they on the news? Oh, I'm sorry. They feed people who believe it. I don't believe the news. How about that? The Bible says, who do you believe? I know who I believe.
Only the mass shootings.
You understand?
They don't talk about all the local stuff that they do every day.
So I'm very careful, because the Bible says to rightly divide the word of God. That is not the truth, and I don't accept that. We are not our main perpetrators. I don't accept that. You passionate? I'm very passionate about the word of God. And the word of God, we are not the main perpetrators. You understand? Satan is all behind that. He's all behind it. So to place blame on another individual, that's shameful. That's shameful, because it's bigger than that. So then we would teach our people that we the problem? No, we not the problem. You know what's the problem? It's a lack of education. Why is the lack of education a problem? Because black teachers don't get paid the same as white teachers. So they're not motivated. If you got paid $20,000 versus they $50,000, you think you're going to teach the way they teach?
Hmm.
I'm going to wait on these answers now, since we all remain perpetrators. No, it's bigger than that. The system is set up for us to fail. But God is still in control now. Trust and believe. My thing is, the problem becomes when we start being degenerative, when we start fighting our own people by saying we the perpetrators. That's a lie. And I don't accept that. We are not our main perpetrators. Hmm. Again, we don't have money. Remember, we broke. So how can we buy the drugs? How can we get the drugs? Somebody putting it in there. Hello, somebody. They can find you via your phone right now, but they can't find out where these guns come from. You know they know where them guns coming from that's getting in the community. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
No, we're not our main perpetrators. Satan don't care who we use. But the thing is, you got to be careful how you divide the word of God, because what you disperse, we got to give an account to. We got to give an account to that. No, I'm not stuck in the past, and you're talking to a man of God. You're talking to me now. I'm not stuck in the past. I am stuck in reality. I'm stuck in reality. I know that for a fact. See, I don't have to be stuck in the past when they don't keep on trying to bring the past to my present. They keep on trying to bring the past to my present. In other words, they want segregation. I ain't stuck in the past. Hello? I'm speaking the truth. How's that being stuck in the past? So, in other words, you want me to omit what you've done, but you keep on doing it? Oh, I forgive you, and I've forgotten it. But when you keep on rehashing it, I'm going to address your behind. Now, let me help you out right quick. Let me help you out. The Bible will only bring up your past for two reasons. How you doing, Ms. Sharon? It's to remind you that he can lift you. In other words, he will bring up your past to humble you or to lift you up. To lift us up. God will bring up the past so that we'll know how to maneuver around the devil of today. Racism not going nowhere. That's not being stuck in the past. So I don't use those words lightly. That's a fact. That's a fact, because that's to minimize, Mr. DJ, the pain of what people, in other words, you being raped, child, that's like you telling your child. What your daddy did and touched you and funded you, that was 10 years ago. Shut up. Don't tell nobody else. Hush. You a problem because you talking about it. How we the problem because we talk about y'all used to hang us? How we the problem? Well, Mr. Carr, never happened to you. It happened to my people, and when you love somebody, you feel their pain. Serious? You serious, right? Because the Bible that I read says, consider yourselves. To consider yourself, what he's saying is put yourself in their shoes. Hmm? I do believe that if a man raped a little child, you didn't get raped, but I do believe you feel their pain. Is that being stuck in the past? I mean, the past is the past. That happened last year, last month, last week. Why are we still talking about it then? Hmm? Because it's real. All right, y'all. Love me or leave me alone. That's fine. All right. With that being said, let us go ahead and pray, Mr. DJ.
Yes, bow your head. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us here and assembling once again in your name, Father. Thank you for the knowledge that we feasted on. Help it manifest within us and grow. Help us to grow spiritually and closer to you, Father. Please keep us on the path and let us not stay too far, and actually pick up someone else along the way to help bring them to you. You said if you be lifted up, that you will draw all men, Father, and that's what we want to do. We ask that everybody under the sound of my voice will be blessed, continue to bless us, and also those that are traveling. We ask for your grace and mercy. We praise you. We thank you. We lift you up in your name, your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a... Remember, we'll be back on next Monday, and then Wednesday we have Bible study at 8 p.m. p.m., that's Central Standard Time, 225-364-0211. There's no code, okay? 225-364-0211, that's our Bible study. That's at 8 p.m. Y'all have a great night.
Good night.
Good night.